let's learn the sugya. The next chapter is the Ula. Right?
No, no, no. Oh, I thought Erechin.
Erechin. I'm sorry. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's how it's pronounced. Erechin.
Erechin. Erechin. It doesn't make a difference how you pronounce it. As long as you give the money, Alts is good.
Yeah.
Tanya. Dachnun Hema Beis. Let's look at the base. Yeah, I want to go over this Gemara. We didn't finish over here. Tanya, Yuval Shemai.
Where how many?
Okay, that, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top.
Yes.
Okay, 4 lines from the top. It says, Tanya, it says Rabbi, the Pasuk, the Har Yotzei Me'eden.
There's a river.
No, there's a river, a river that goes out of Eden. So we learned yesterday,
four.
There was one river that was out this yesterday. That there was one river that breaks off into 4 branches. So the Gemara we learned yesterday means it's not really correct. There's really one. There's really one river, and from that one river, that the name of that river is called Pros.
Right.
Unahar.
Euphrates. If the Euphrates.
Yes. Unahar Yotzei Me'eden. What's the name of that river? There's a river that is Yotzei Me'eden. The Shami Parade Liarbo.
So what's that river? That's Pros. Right.
So what are the 4 branches?
Right.
This Gedekel, Pros.
Right.
Gichoin
and
Pishoin. Right? 4 branches.
Yeah.
But what's the name of the original? V'noha Yotzei Me'eden.
Never thought about
clue.
That.
It's called Pros.
Is it Mississippi? Is it the Hudson?
No.
What's the name of that river?
Euphrates.
So it's Pros?
So the Gemara's Maskan is a tremendous Chiddush. The name of the original river is Pros.
Really?
And therefore, when it says that there are 4 branches, there aren't really 4 branches. There are really 3 breakaway, like a shul. There are 3 breakaway minyanim. And the 4th branch, called the Fras, is just the continuation of the original.
So probably that's the biggest, maybe?
Yeah. The Gemara says that it's the highest.
We know where these rivers are, by the way?
Yes, sure.
Do we?
Of course.
Whatever. Namuch. Whatever it is, the main greatest river is...
The Nile?
How come we don't know where the Ganaidin is? Because it's not so posh.
We don't know where exactly the beginning of it is, where they meet. But we know where the rivers are.
And they're within close proximity? Or are they...
They're not far from each other. I mean, they go in different directions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's been a lot of write-up about that Ganaidin.
There are 4 rivers.
Quantra of Shmunk, he gave one.
Ganaidin HaTachtoin.
He says it's someone in India. It's Ganaidin.
The Ganaidin HaTachtoin. Where's some Batyoin?
Oh, that's
the
one of the
others
most...
are the Sabbatyoin. Rocks are thrown on Shabbat. You only can cross over.
Now, people till today, they're looking for it.
Sabbatyoin. Okay, it's buried under radar. Somewhere there's a civilization that's hidden. Hidden
right.
from
there's
man.
No, there's no photos. No, there's,
we don't know.
No. Text. They can't text us.
No texting. They don't have any Wi-Fi there. How you talking?
There have been letters sent from them. There's a letter. The time of Shmuel Salam.
Yeah?
Yeah, there were. Yeah. That was the last time they came to visit. Ed
letters?
Show.
No, we got a letter.
Letters that came to visit. Yeah, yeah. The time of Shmuel Salam is about almost 100 years old. About 100 years.
That's it?
Yeah. Compared to hundreds of thousands.
Go ahead.
Tanya, Rabbi Meir, Meir, Yuval, Shemai. Okay, so Rabbi Meir disagrees with what we learned before. Yes, the name of the river was.
The name of Euphrates is Yuval.
Right.
Let's
by the way, you learn from this Gemara, Merkut
Yisai.
You learn from this Gemara an incredible Yisai Rechagav. There's no such thing in the Torah as being anonymous. Everything has to have a name. Why do you have to have a name? V'nohar Yotzei Me'eden. V'sham Yiparei V'hayol Le'arba Roshem. So the Gemara's Maskan, we know what it is. We have Bukharis. We know what it is. We know we have the Gemara's Dash Pesuk. We learned yesterday that it's Peros. That's where you dash the Pasuk. Or the Gemara's Nabshah means it's Yuval. Yuval means to the water. To the place of water. Yuval, why is he called Yuval Kayin? I don't know, Taka, what's that name? Yuval Kayin. Yuval means to go forth, to go. It depends on the context. Then depends on the context of what it means. Here it means to go to a place of the source of water. In any event, one interesting yisoy derech agav you take away from this gemara is that in the Torah, why can't the gemara give an answer? It doesn't have a name. Haroitza bi'ilum shemoy. You never opened up a sefer. Oh, it says that it doesn't say the name of the author. There are so many swabs. Anonymous. So why can't it be? There are 4 different branches. And what's the name of the original river? No name. Teretz says there's no such thing in the Torah as an object, as a doimim, even a doimim. That does not have a name.
How do you know that? L'chulam
Shemos is Pasuk. L'chulam Shemos Yikro. We're saying Tehillim. I don't remember. We're saying Shabbos, Stavni. L'chulam shema l'sinchah. I come after that. What?
That's referring to the stars.
Oh, good point. Good point. So madach the stars. So certainly everything in the stars is corresponding to the earth. Okay, in a chenami l'chulam it says about the stars. He's right. He's right. But there is such a principle. You see from this Gemara, there's no such thing in this Welt as not having an identity. Is that an amazing insight? You just can't go say v'naha yotze me'eden v'shami yipareh v'ha yolah barashim. There are four branches. What's the name of the original? Who cares? Who cares? There is no name. Everything has to have a name.
But you see, Noach doesn't mention anywhere Noach's, the name of Noach's wife.
We do know there's a Gemara that
yes,
tells
but
us.
Yes, but not in the Torah.
Okay, but there is a name. Okay, that
no, there's a name.
L'chulam shem ha'shikra. So all the stars. Okay, but the Gemara was not satisfied just to say, so it has no name, big deal. Not shaykh. It's not shaykh for there to be an object in this Welt that does not have a name. That's the Gemara. He says the Gemara. And that's why the Gemara struggles to find its name. And the Gemara is the Maskon. There are two names. Either it's Pras. Like we learned yesterday here, it says that it's called
Stam Nisn.
What? Okay, Stam, but we know we can identify.
Very interesting what you're saying.
You do not want it. You don't want to hide yourself, but there is a name. You're not revealing your name. The Malach said, "Lama atah shel tashmi v'hu peli." Even the Malach Yaakovinu says, "The Malach, what's your
he's
name?"
According to his task.
His task. So you incredibly said, even the Ma'aseh Bereishis, it's not satisfactory for the Gemara to say that the Nohar that's Yotze Me'eden was the anonymous river. It has to have a name. Isn't that a good Yisoid? It's an incredible Chiddush.
Where's the word anonymous from?
I don't know. Where?
I'm just wondering. Doesn't it mean something?
Go to the anonymous source of all knowledge, Rabbeinu Google. Rabbeinu Google Shlita will tell you.
Because Cain and Hevel, each one was born with a sister, and doesn't say anywhere in Chazal what their sister's name, the twins.
So how, exactly.
The Shvatim also
now,
had
let's
twins.
Not waste time on this now. Hello, put away that thing. Put away that thing now. Let's learn a little bit of yeah. The whole day I'm on that thing. Enough of this already. Tanya, may Yuval Shuva, Yishnemer, V'hoyake, Shosal, Palge, what's the Makar? Tehillim. David HaMelech. Was Megale. V'hoyake, Eit Shosal, Tzadik. A person is a good person. He will be like an eight that is Shosul, that is replanted Al Imayim. The Al Yuval Yishalach Shalashav. And what does it mean, Yuval? The Yuval means the place, the source of water, will it send forth its roots. So you see over here that we darshing over here al mayim in eight that shasul at tzaddik is like as an eight that shasul al mayim. Which eights are we referring to? The eight sachayim. We are comparing a tzaddik to an eight, and the eight sends forth its roots to the yuval. What are you talking about? Well, in Gan Eden, there was the Eitz HaChayim, and the Eitz HaChayim
which was in the middle of the Gan Eden, yeah.
And where did it send forth its roots? It sent forth its roots. What did the Pasuk say? It needs water. It sent forth the Al Yuval. And that was the river in Nahor, Yotze Me'eden.
So the source of Gan Eden was the Pras.
Well, no, the more this man disagrees. This man, the Omar, holds that the name of the river in Nahor, Yotze Me'eden, the name of that river was Yuval.
Yeah.
This Gemara is in disagreement with the Gemara from yesterday. Yesterday, we learned that there was not. This Gemara, this Mandama says, Rabbi Meir says, no. The name of the river in Gan Eden is, the name of the river is called Yuval. How do you know this? Because it says in Tehillim, a tzaddik is compared to the Eitz HaChayim.
Yeah.
And the Eitz HaChayim sends forth its roots to Yuval. What is Yuval? Well, in Gan Eden, the Eitz HaChayim is in the Gan. And in the Gan, there is only one source of water. It is the Nahar. Because that Nahar is Yoytze Me'eden.
Yeah.
So that's the only water. That's the only water. And what is the name, the title of that river? It says here that the Eitz HaChayim sends forth its roots to Yuval. So that means that the name of the river is Yuval.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what it learns.
Not for us.
Not Pros, right, not Pros. The Pasuk in
where the previous Mandam said it was.
The name of the river was Pros. Okay. Fine. So this is Vachloik, it's fine. Velama Nikra Shmai Pros. Why Taka do we
so
today?
Rashi says that.
Well, why now do we call it Pros? Why do we see that this river which went forth and there's really a new piece of Gemara now? Velama Nikra Shmai Pros. Why is it called Pros? Shememav Padim V'Ravim, because it's waters. Now here's the introduction to the sugya. Yesterday we stopped in the middle of the sugya, beautiful sugya, because the waters, they naturally replenish. there's a natural replenishment of the water. It's spring water. Shememav uproskom shal priya urviya. Priya uranikel shakai prey urvei. Prey urvei is bigamatria shakai. By the way, shakai is bigamatria with the hidden part of the letter is 500. Prey urvei is 500. Shakai is 314. Is shakai correct? Shin. How do you spell shin? Shin yud nun. Shin. Shin yud nun. Shakai. Dalit is dalit.
Lamed dalit.
The memuluyo is 500. Shakai. Prey urvei is 500. Anik. That's why when Hashem gave Avraham a bracha, when he called shakai, gave a bracha, he used the name shakai because shakai is the gematria of prey urvei. I think Murdi Gavar, I'm still learning about Seamus now. And Seamus. Where's the Kailon? Morning Kailon? No, well, yeah. I was planning to say this tomorrow. What is the biggest number in the Torah? The largest number is Tough. What is the gematria of Tough?
400.
400. Why does the letters of the number system stop by the number 400? Why can't there be letters 500? Some of the Mansapach really. The Mansapach will take us to 1,000. The last of the Mansapach takes us to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then comes Aleph. Aleph is Aleph. So it's circular. But let's put that aside. Let's just limp shot. The last letter is Tough. What's Tough?
400.
400. What comes after Tough? Chof Soifis.
Chof.
Chof and really? In the Chof. Yeah. There are 27 letters.
Chof comes after Tuf.
Yeah.
And what is Chof Sofis? 500?
Yes, that's right. Go look in the books, in the big books. That's right, you never knew this. Yes, it is.
And what comes after 500?
What's the next? Mem and the Mem.
Mem Sofis. 600.
What's the next letter? Nun Sofis.
700.
What's the next letter? Tzadi.
Tzadi.
Pay. Aleph Bay is here. Aleph Bay. Pay. So that's the next one. Pay. So what's pay? Eight. 800.
And Tzadik Sofis is 900.
900. And then what's next? What's the next letter?
1,000.
What's the next letter? Aleph. Aleph. Aleph and Aleph is the same letters. The same letters. It's circular. It's a hakafa. It's a hakafa. Aleph is 1 all the way to 400. Mansapach goes 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Mansapach is Mem Nun. Oh, I never knew.
Chof. It's not the same order. Mansapach Tzayshim Amorum.
Mansapach is Mem Nun Samach Pei.
Man Tzadi Chof. It's not in a different order. It's rearranged in order to Mansapach because in order to make it into a word.
To make it pronounceable.
Yeah. Why is in that order? I don't know. There must be a reason why it's that. I don't know.
Mansapach.
Seif and therefore those take you from five, six, seven, eight, nine. And then what comes after 900?
Aleph.
What's Aleph?
Aleph.
Hakafa.
Oh, I see.
Hakafa. Okay, that's what I'm shot. But al derech pshat.
What's Hakafa?
A circular. Aleph. What comes after Aleph?
Beis.
Gimel.
Oh.
You go in a circle. Oh. Hakafis. Hoshai on Hashem. Hoshiyana Hakafis. Okay? Hakafis.
The base is not 200.
Okay, but this is the Mahalach. You go Aleph to Tav, then is Mansapach, and takes you to 900.
Is Asia related?
Yeah. Bechor. Mesechta Bechoris. Bechor. Right? All the doubles. Okay, now let me tell you another pshat. This blew my mind. I saw this yesterday. It blew my mind. Forget about Mansapach. What is the last letter in the Aleph base? Tough. What number is tough? 400. Why did the Torah stop by 400? What happened? When the Eivishah created the Velt, what did he say? Ani kel shakai. Hashem created the world with the shame. Shakai. What does shakai mean?
400.
Sh'omar le'olamoy dai. Hashem said stop. What does it mean stop? Chazal said when Hashem was creating the world was expanding.
What's le'olamoy?
Hashem said to the world,
Shin,
Sh'omar. Who else did Hashem speak to? It's self-understood. It's self-understood that Hashem was speaking to his creation. Sh'omar. Baruch Sh'omar V'hoyo Ho'olam.
What's the benefit? You're saying...
Shin stands for Sh'omar.
And the next letter that's...
Dai.
Is Dalet. What is Dalet stand for?
No, two letters together. Two letters together. Dai. Die,
you mean?
Right, very good. You got it. Sha'omar Dai. Hashem said to the world, Adkan, no more. What does that mean? Chazal, this is a Chazal. I don't know what it is. Hashem, when the world was being created, Hashem, the world was reaching a state where it would have been so obvious that there's a creator, so there's no, the whole purpose of the world. So Hashem said, Dai. I want there to be hest upon him.
People would still have a problem, even if there was a creator.
For sure, you bet. Probably beginning of the problem. For sure. But in any end, Omar le'olamoy die. Hashem said to the Welt, stop. Adkan. I don't want you to develop more, because if you're going to develop more, then the whole purpose of creation is going to be defeated. Correct? What is the gematria of Shakai?
300.
314. Right. And the miluyoy, shin dalud yud is 314. Add in the shin is shin yud nun shin, and la dai dalid is dalid lamid dalid dal I'm saying dalid dalid tough dalid
dalid lamid tough, and 434.
And then...
And 314 is 748.
No,
it
doesn't make sense. Sh'omar, no, I have to go feel my safer. I have to... Shakai
b'miluyoy... 758, 700 and...
No. It's at the 500. We're making the calculation wrong. I have to go back to the book. I've got to go back to the Yerman. You have to go back to the book. It adds up, okay? We have
Sh'omar l'lamit.
Die. Okay. It adds up to 500. Okay. That is why there's no 500. Part of Sh'omar le'olamoy dai is Hashem said stop. So that's why it stopped at Tov. Since the whole name of Shakai is Dai, Atkan, and Shakai b'miluyoy adds up to 500, so Hashem said Dai. Don't go that far. And since the letters of the Aleph Beis are the building blocks of creation, it's Rabbi Rally. And since the letters of the Aleph Beis is the building blocks of creation, so that's why the creation ended with 400. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
You ever heard something before?
No, I mean, maybe from you.
Very nice.
I never heard this before. This is new to me.
Okay.
Very nice.
Okay,
you have to understand, Bechlal, Hashem spoke. Hashem just could have just stopped me, like as if he has to control somebody. I'll stop now.
It's whatever it means, it means. Whatever it means. We don't know what these things are.
Right? Yeah, this is all...
This is all Hecher
Binyan.
Hecher Binyan. Right. Now let's go right. Now, the more this is, why is it called Prosh, Mema, Podim, Vrav? Because the waters, they replenish. The waters are fruitful. The waters do not need rain to replenish. They naturally replenish from underneath the ground.
Mesal Lashim. New one.
New fresh water. It's not dependent upon the rain.
Which, by and large, rivers are dependent on the rain.
Of course, all rivers only rain. That's why they get the river. The mountain, the snow melts, and it goes into the river. Now, Diyama Shmuel. Now, here's the Gemara. Let's go short, quick. Diyama Shmuel, Nahara mi kepei mi borich. It's very important. This is Shmuel's halacha. We have to remember this halacha. Shmuel says that the river is blessed from the rocks. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, and water came out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu was repeating Gan Eden. When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, in this Gemara lies the side of Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe, hit the rock. What is hitting the rock going to do for you? Because all the waters of the world, Vinahar, Yoitze, Me'eden.
Right.
And what's the name of that river? You want to learn Agarata. You have Mamash, the greatest Agarata in the world over here. Vinahar, Yoitze, Me'eden.
Yeah.
What's name? So let's
Euphrates,
so let's go back now. Let's go back to the first. The really tall is there two sides of the same coin. It's,
yes.
It's two. We have sign streets. Two sides of the same coin. The corner. You can locate the river of the Nahor Yoitz and the Aden. It can be found at the corner of Pros and Yuval, street corner. Vaida.
Pros and Yuval. Okay.
So we are over here. Why is it called Pros? It's called Pras because the name of the water is blessed independently mikipe from its rocks.
Right.
When Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, what was he doing? He was going back to that matziv of v'nahar yotzei mi'eden. The nahar is yotzei mi'eden. Over here, he's coming over here to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. They're in the midbar. They're now about to enter into Eretz Yisrael as the Gan. Eretz, Moshe was on the precipice of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Gan. The Midbar is the Makom Matan Torah. Matan Torah was the Makom of Eden. Hashem came down. It was Begid Eden. And now they're coming over here into Eretz Yisrael, into the Gan. Vinahar Yoytzei Me'eden. Menele, what does it say about Pras? It says that Pras, where does the water come from in Pras? It comes from the rock.
Yeah.
The water, it comes from the rock. Yeah. So that's what it says in the Gemara. Misalish Udevash Nahara, the river of Pras, the river of Pras, where does it get its water from? Mi kepe mi
vomit. How do you understand that the water comes from the rock? Rock contains water?
In this context, what it means is underground. There are natural springs of water underground.
And there's rocks, and the rocks.
That's what it means. When we say it's an expression, just an expression, which means that the water it comes from a natural spring. But the words here are alluding to very mystical concepts. Is that the water is coming out of a rock? And this river over here is this river. This is the unbelievable Agathimar. This river Mikipe is Pros. And Pras is the Nahar that's Yoytzei Me'eden. And the Gemara is saying the Nahar that's Yoytzei Me'eden, the Makar comes from a rock. Yes. When Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave Mayim to Klal Yisrael, what did he do? He gave Mayim out of a rock.
Right.
The Nahar Yoytzei Me'eden. Now, Uplik Rav. Okay, now this Shmuel is in dispute with his companion Rav, Yomar Rav, Bar Pluktim Rav, Avdevim Rav, Yom Rav, Mitra Bimarova, Sahada Rabba Pros. If you are living in Babylonia, and the river, the Euphrates, is teeming, the water is all the way up on the banks, there's a lot of water, you know what that is an indication? That there was a lot of rain this year in Eretz Yisrael. Because if it snows up north in Eretz Yisrael, then there's a lot of melting. And that melting goes into the river, into the Euphrates. And the Euphrates begins in Eretz Yisrael and travels all the way towards to Bavel. So if you are in Bavel and you see that we have to read the words backwards. If it's Rabba Peros, if Peros is abundant, the waters of Pros are abundant.
Yeah.
This is Sohada, a testimony of a Mitra b'marava. I'm reading the words backwards. Although you can translate this reading backwards. If there is a lot of water in Pros, this is a testimony that there's been a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael.
So you see, it is dependent on rain. So he
exactly.
Disagrees.
Machleik Shav and Shmuel. Every morning now says.
Machleik
what?
Machleik Shav and Shmuel.
I guess, generally we don't like to say that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So whatever, listen, I have no idea. I really am not going to even try to make believe I know anything. Now the Gemara now says,
what does Masha have to say?
I don't know. Look at the Masha.
Does he quote the Masha?
Not here.
Or Ben Eliada, the Ben Ishai. Ben Ishai always says fascinating things.
Now the Gemara says, we have a problem. Avua de Shmua, Ovid, Luhu, Livnose, Mikve, Biyamin, this is the Gemara himself, the Shabbos, as well as very famous for himself, the Shabbos. As well, the Mavi is the father of Shmuel. Avilu b'levnase l'benase for his daughters a mikveh b'yemei Nisan. He made for his daughters a mikveh in Nisan. Now, what is in this Rashi? It's very important to understand the Rashi. Rashi, what did he make for them? First, you have to listen to Tamar Chazal. They were nizer in dinei zava, which means that going to the regular mikveh was not sufficient.
Right, only a mayan.
Only a mayan, a fountain. A mayan now, a mayan only a fountain, a natural spring.
Right.
Now, when you deal with the natural spring, there's in the halacha that the water does not need to be collected in one location. The water can be flowing.
What doesn't need?
Does not need to be zeichlin. There's no din of zeichel. There's no disqualification of zeichelin. Zeichelin means the water's flowing.
Yeah, but when? By the mayan?
By a mayan.
Okay.
A mayan. Go to the mikveh downstairs. If the filter is on...
Yeah.
You go down, the filter is on, sure. So then it's not a kosher mikvah, according to most people, not everyone.
Yeah, but why? It's not a problem, it's only a minik, it's not the right.
No, but then what are you accomplishing? Then? It's only a minik, so then you go take a shower, Asar Kavan.
That's the reason why he always makes sure, yeah, okay.
What are you accomplishing? Go home, take a shower, and come over here, to go take a shower over here,
so
go dip in the mikvah, what?
So it becomes invalid if it's Zeichlin.
Zeichlin.
It has to be...
if the water, if stationary. The, if, the, right, if the water is a mikveh, it's not she'uvim.
Oh,
it's
that's the
not
reason why.
It's not she'uvim. If it, drawn water is possible for a mikveh.
Yeah.
So you make the mikveh kosher, we're doing hashaka.
Right.
We're doing zriya. We're doing right. both. Zriya
right.
and hashaka.
Right.
A bar.
A bar. Rav Shmuel has zriya.
He has both. You do
know
hashaka.
This? He has two boiras.
No, yeah, anyway, they have two. You have three boros he has. There are
no,
three boros.
Yeah.
There are two boros in the one of the
boros.
Why
do you need two?
Because the water gets diluted. When you open up one bar, it's got the whole toy over
here. So there's one on top of the other?
Right. One of them, there's two, one on top of the other, and the other one just one.
You've seen this? You've opened
then,
it?
I'm assuming that's how they make it. And inside the one inside is open to the other one.
Right.
So you really, downstairs, they leave them, they plug them both up.
Right.
Really, the way it was designed is that one of them should be opened all the time and one of them should be closed. That you get the mindless of everything. For whatever reason, they close them. I don't know if people know how
you
don't do it.
That's why you know people are mocked when they tell you, well, they unplug them.
Right, okay. And
I don't understand why is that?
They want that Peshas Maisa, when they're going to mikvah, they should be connected to the bar. The bar is the
kosher. But once it's hashaka, it's finished already.
No, once hashaka, it's kosher 100%.
Right.
There's nothing more you need to
right.
do. I guess there's a chumra hither. So what people like to do is, why do you want to close it? Because you don't want the real bar to get diluted. The real bar is in the bar. If you're going to keep it open all the time, what's going to happen? So the water in the bar, the real mikvah, is going to get diluted. It's going to go into the mikvah.
But it's one. But we just said it's
right.
Like
so it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter because once it's kosher, everything becomes kosher. So it doesn't really matter. Not so simple. There's so many different opinions. There's
why
so
do you
many
need
Hidurim.
Another mikvah?
Because what they do, if you have multiple boiros, one on top of the other,
right.
the idea is that the one that's all the way on the very bottom is safe. That mikvah never gets diluted. It's pure. Because since you have a bar, top of another bar, and then another bar, and that opens up into
the mikvah.
If
that's always closed, how does that come in contact with the...
Those are open. Toilet? The one on the very bottom is connected to the one on top. And the one on top is the one over here.
I got it.
So even if the buffer, you make a buffer zone. Whenever you open up a body of water here, with body of water, no matter how small it is, eventually it gets all mixed up. But if that one that you're opening up is a buffer to another one, and to another one, the goal is hopefully it takes so long for it to get diluted, you will preserve the integrity of the original.
Now you see, there's another one, third one, Zriya. Why do you need Zriya?
No, Zriya is when you pour the water into the mikvah. There are different techniques of how you make the mikvah kosher. When you pour the water originally into the mikvah, you pour it into the bar, and from the bar it overflows into the mikvah. There are two techniques how you can make a mikvah kosher. You can make it through hashaka or through zriya. Each one has a mile and a chasaran. So today in the new mikvahs, they want to do both. They have the chumras, the hidurim of both.
Right.
You make the mikvah kosher through zriya, and then you also do hashaka. Zriya is very dangerous.
That's the same thing with what Kehillah mikvah also. Because
same
thing,
of course. Kehillah, no difference. Kehillah mikvah is a zelbazach. Adav, Kehillah mikvah is even more chumr than there, because going to mikvah. Going to a mikvah, but Zmanah said there's no halacha for a man to go to mikvah. The only time a man really needs to go according to halacha is when he does teshuva. If he's choizeh b'shuva, bal teshuva, someone who's mechal Shabbos and a choizeh b'shuva, they have to go to mikvah. It's halacha. Choizeh
b'shuva. I always thought I'm so chas v'shem, someone comes a meshumed.
Maybe you're right. He's only going to a mikvah. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're making a mistake. Yom Kippur, we go to mikvah. Why? Teshuva, not because of Tosefes Kedusha. There are three reasons why a man goes to mikvah today. Number one, teshuva. Number two, keri, tfilas Ezra. Number three, Tosefes Kedusha. Three different reasons why a man goes to mikvah. It used to be a woman went to mikvah for these reasons also. At least the women used to go to mikvah. Every woman used to go to mikvah years ago, Erev Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Every woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But today, unheard of. Today is the thing, mamish unheard of today. It's such a thing today.
My mother, when she ran the mikvah, she remembers women coming in.
Erev Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
But they were married women.
Yeah.
But not single women.
Even single women.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah.
Yeah, she saw very few.
Today.
Yeah.
Today it's unacceptable.
But back then,
back then,
in the 19...
Yeah,
you
of
know,
course. That was the old minhag. That was klar. It's mamish. That's the mamish. That was the minhag. They used to do that. That was pasha. Okay, but today is unheard of today. But in any event, now over here, in time of Shmuel, there's daughters, they didn't just go to mikvah, didn't have mikvahs like we have today. a woman went to mikvah, there's always chashash of a zava gedola. A zava gedola needs zayin nikiyim, and she has to go into a mayon. You hear? A mayon. Now, in a mayon, the waters can flow, so the ideal place for the women to go to mikvah is to go into the river. They go to the river. And you know, they can wear their clothing. We're very machmir today. Today we go to mikvah.
It absorbs and it goes into the...
If you wear loose clothing, mikvah, then it's fine. Okay, we're very machmir today. We go into mikvah without anything. But mikvah, then you go in your clothing. What? You go in the ingsa. That's right. You go in the ingsa. It's not the posh. Mazel tov. What's the name of the baby?
Binyamin.
You did Hashem.
Binyamin ben Shmuel.
Beautiful. Mazel tov. Allah Allah Nachas. He made a bris today. Okay, so he goes.
It's not so posh because my mother was a mashkiach.
Yep.
Women came with their. Some women came with their hair. Some came with their covered hair. You have to make sure that it's floating. That it doesn't touch anywhere.
There are a lot of chomers. They're chomers. There's no question.
Otherwise, there would be a problem with chatzitza.
Right, 100%. But these are maker din the chomers. These are chomers. You're right, 100%. There's a not
removing
one not.
Their nail polish.
Yeah, that's
from
look,
the toenails.
They didn't have nail polish in those days. Okay, there's a naizach nail. There's a new thing today. Okay, obviously. Okay, but let's go back. Oh, Shmuel, when he made the zoo, they went into a mayon. Now, what is the problem? The problem is the water is flowing. Good, gevaldik, adarab, the water is flowing. It's very good. The problem is that in certain times of the year, there's a possibility that the majority of the river is not natural spring water. The majority of the river is rainwater, melted snow. Melted snow is good, provided that it's been collected into one location. It's not moving. If it's moving, then it's not kosher. So Shmuel, he did not allow his daughters to go into the river to be toivel in the days of Nisan, because in the springtime, that's when the river is at its peak. And Shmuel was of the opinion that the water of the mikvah, of the river, does not come from the rocks, from the natural springs. The water of the river, the majority, comes from rain. It comes from rain.
What about...
It's not kosher.
So let's talk about one of the Brighton
yeah,
or Coney Island.
Yeah,
the ocean doesn't come from the...
It's good.
So
100%.
Good.
A whole truth than women who are not Shomer Torah mitzvahs, they go to the beach. So they're okay.
They need them.
You don't have to, and they wear a bathing suit. So it's Moshe held that.
But not everybody.
Okay, so you have to know yes or no. But if a person did go to the beach, Rav Moshe works with this mahalach and halacha. He deals with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ocean, absolutely. And then people who live in a place out of town where they don't have mikvahs, that's what they do. That's exactly what they do. They go to the beach. Even men. When a person goes away for young people, men, they go away. So they go toivel in the beach. They toivel in even a swimming pool.
Yeah, that's right.
Many, more, very often, swimming pool, if it rains enough.
No, but that's mayim shum.
That's not a mayim, but that's a regular, it's a mikveh mayim. If you have a swimming pool and it rains enough and you have 40 sophomores and then you can eat all you want into the swimming pool and it's kosher mikvah. If you have the mountains and starts off in the spring, the pool is empty and there's a big thunderstorm and it fills up 40 sophomores.
How does it fill up if it's indoor?
Outdoors.
Oh, outdoor.
Outdoor swimming pools. And then you can turn on all the water. You can have, and as long as you don't take out the water, so then the pool becomes one big mikvah. And people go and people have to use it, and they do it sometimes. They make pools into a mikvah.
Yeah,
if you do it right. All right.
You don't replace the silver, I was told. That's what I've been told.
Bathtub.
He was matter on Shabbos.
Yeah.
You heard about something, swimming pool something.
There was a rod that used to want to make...
No, I'm talking about swimming. I'm not talking about swimming.
Yeah.
He goes through...
You know how to go swimming.
Sorry?
Shita binar. It's only in the ocean you can go swimming.
Maybe, yeah, but
make a life raft. Only in the ocean. You just go until
Talking about cold water, yeah.
Okay, so therefore what does Shmuel say? Avu the Shmuel he made for his daughters mikveh biyaminisein, which means now Rashi is very interesting. Rashi here says that Rashi says mikveh. Now if we say the word mikveh, the Gemara is very misleading. The Gemara that he made means he made for himself a regular mikvah, which means a regular mikvah like we have today in the days of Nisan, because the rivers were no good. Why were the rivers no good? Because the rivers were flowing. the rivers were flowing, and the majority of the water was rainwater, and therefore it's not kosher. So therefore, he made it. So if you read the Gemara face value, what did he do for his daughters? He made a regular mikvah, a mikvah campaign, mikvah USA. Okay, go online, credit cards accepted, and you raise money, make a mikvah for his daughters because the niece what?
Mikvah.com.
Because in the Nisan, the rivers are not valid in Bavel, because the majority of the water is rainwater, and rainwater that is flowing is no good. Now, that's
for,
what you...
For a Zav.
For a Zav. Oh, so you'll say, well, so right, that, so they don't need, who says they're Zavim? So Rashi says, when it says here, mikveh, it means he dug for them wells, spring waters, indoors. Look at this, Peldig Rashi. Mikveh maim chayim noiv mabayis. Incredible Rashi. Rashi said that Shmuel, he made for his daughters, he didn't just make like we do today, a mikveh today, a regular mikveh where it's mayim, the rainwater.
Throughout New York, you do have a few selective my mikvahs. You do have.
Mayon?
Yeah. The Papa Moshe mikveh, Wellensburg, you have.
In a mayon, a fountain?
New Square, New Jersey.
A fountain?
Yeah. You have in Bar Park also, there's one.
Wow.
Yeah, and women use it.
Really? Yeah, fascinating.
There's like a handful of them.
If you want to go to the Har Bayis, one of the reasons why you can't go to the Har Bayis, or we don't go, Unzula mentioned, don't go to the Har Bayis, because we may be Zovim. A man may be a Zov. And on the Har Bayis, even though a Tomei Mace technically can go, but a Zav may not go. So all the Gedolei Yisrael, how do you know you're not a Zav? How does any man know that Bizman Hazeh, he is not a Zav? We don't know what Ziva is. The person has an emission for two days.
We don't know.
The Gemara says no, it's different. Same thing.
Same thing.
But yeah. We don't know what it is. We don't know. So maybe every single person today, but we don't know, maybe the person doesn't even realize he's a Zav. How you matar yourself from Ziva, you need Zayin Nikim,
right.
7 clean days, and you have to go to a Mayon.
Right.
A mikvah in the Mayon, not in a regular mikvah, Mayon. Right. And 3 days, you need to bring a carbon. So today we can't bring a carbon, but at least you can take off the tummy, but mechusak you put him. So therefore, how you're not allowed to go? You're not allowed to go on the Har Bayis because Bizman Hazeh, a person may in fact be a Zav, and even though your Tomei Mace is allowed to go on the Har Bayis, but a Zav has Yotzal Mechutz L'Shtei Machanois. Shtei Machanois. A Tomei Mace only needs to go out of one Machaneh. Okay? Tomei Mace can go on
the
Har Bayis.
And the Har Bayis is what location?
That's the second location. The Har Bayis is Machaneh Leviyah. It's Machaneh Leviyah. Machaneh Leviyah, a Tomei Mace can go. How do you know Tomei Mace can go to Machaneh Leviyah? Atzmos Yosef. Vayikach Moshe es Atzmos Yosef imoy b'mechitzasoy. So people who are Tomei Mace are allowed to be in Machaneh Leviyah. The Har Bayis is Machaneh Leviyah. So even though today we're all Tomei Mace, so you can go to Machaneh Leviyah. But you can't, but a Zav, outside two Machanis. A Zav may not be on the Har Bayis. He may not be a Machanis. He can be Machanis Yisrael.
He has to be outside. Machanis is allowed?
Yes, Yerushalayim is allowed.
But a Mitzvah has to be outside all three.
A Mitzvah, all three, correct. A Mitzvah, all three.
What about a Keri?
No, Keri. Carry. No, I think Keri, you can be Machanis Levia. Machaneh, you can be. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kerry, you can be Machaneh in the Har Bayis. I'm pretty sure. Okay, you can be. Okay, so therefore, so
Zav is a more stark.
Of course.
Toma than Tumas Reis. Even
though Tumas Reis,
you
right.
Although Tumas Reis, you have to come into a Parah Aduma.
That's right.
Wow.
In a Chanami. So therefore, Bizman. So the whole head to why people go to the Har Bayis because people claim they know exactly what are they claiming. They know pretty much where is the Azora. They know where Machaneh Shechina is. Yeah?
Yeah.
We know pretty much. We know pretty much Machaneh Shechina is. Let's work with that assumption. You know Machaneh. You know the general area where Machaneh Shechina is. We know you mean Machaneh. You don't go anywhere near it. But the whole Harbais is humongous. You can go over here. Half Harbais, certainly not the Harbais. The main part.
Where's the mosque? How far in is the Harbais?
That the mass some hold us not. It's not even the heart. It's not even the Shechina. The whole machlokes is
about
the
mass. Yeah,
who
it's
says
not such
it's
a,
the not? The heart of the mask is garnished. Garnished.
Not so black and white. Yeah.
So you can go. So a person's Tommy Mace can go on the Har Bayis. So what's the problem? So the Gedolei Yisrael say, not so fast. Good, maybe a Tomei may go on the Harbayis, but a Zof can't. How do you know you're not a Zof? How do we know we're not a Zof? What are you playing around? What are you playing around? Going the Harbayis. So what's the solution? What's the solution? Zayinikim. Guard yourself for 7 days. Make sure you nothing happens to you. Garnish for 7 days.
You see, you don't know what a Zof is.
You can't
identify.
Meraglayim. Exactly. You go Meraglayim. Who knows? You go to the Beis Akisei. Who says you're not a Zof? You're going to the Beis Akisei.
Is it a different color?
Anitza. It's a different color. I have no clue.
There's no... The Sechel Zof, it doesn't...
Yeah, it's white and yellow, this, that, I don't know. I just because it says words, these are just words. Uh-huh. But so therefore, what's the solution? Are we sure you hear? You have a solution, yeah. Shlomi? The solution is Zayinikim. Yeah. Make sure you're clean for 7 days. No emissions during 7 days. And then you go to a Mayan. You toivel not in the ordinary mikvah. You go to the Mayan. Ah, I went into the Mayan. I had Zayinikim. So even though I'm Tommy Mace is allowed to go Machane Levia, but as I'm a Zav, if I was a Zav, I had Zayin Nikim and I went to Machane and I went into a Mayan.
How come we're so Mako now, everybody, women?
What
about a Zav?
Mako very Machane.
No, Shmuel's daughters. He built them a.
He built him right the Rash, the Peldik Rash.
But today you don't see that.
Pash is mikveh. Well, we don't. In Echanami, we don't. I don't know. I don't know.
Except
the
for those few that want to be.
I don't know. Taka, why was Shmuel Zur's makbid on
the
Zav Gedela?
For a woman to be.
No, it's not makbid.
She's tar.
She needs tahara. She's tmeil labawa. A woman who is a Zava.
So how do you so then a person can never fulfill the mitzvah. He never knows if she's really tar or not.
Wait, he's saying very good. Since a woman may have a dam for 3 days in a row, then she'll be a Zava Gedela. So obviously it's not true. Obviously a woman is mutalabala. Obviously it's not true.
It is mutalabala.
Obviously going to regular mitzvah, you only need a mayan to be tired for kutchen. So I didn't realize what you're saying is something very good. A woman is manazel. Let's say a woman is manazel is taka zava gedola. That's taka when they go. That's why they
use zava gedola. What's
zava katana? A zava katana shemeres yom keneged yom, one day per day, day per day. Make her day when a woman becomes a nidah is manazel. She doesn't have to observe zayin nikiyim. She keeps track. Every woman is manazel. She's machem. She's dam ketibas dam kechardol. They go machem upon themselves. They make believe they're a zava gedola. And what is the consequence of being a zava gedola? They must observe zayin nikiyim. Oh, so he doesn't give out the kasha, but they don't go to a mayan. A woman is a zava gedola. She doesn't go to. She's a zava gedola. She didn't go to a mayan. So how is she tahara? So the answer obviously is a woman who is a zava gedola and goes to mikvah. That's enough to be metahar labala. It's only not enough for kachin. Okay, kachin.
That means lasid lava. Everybody's going to have to go to a.
That's right. Mikvah USA, go out of business. That's right, you're saying very good. Also, Lavai, since it's going to be a very big issue for Kachem, so then the regular mikvah will not be sufficient. That is correct. A regular mikvah is sufficient for Tosefes Kedusha,
right.
For Tahira, for Keri, but a regular mikvah is not, and also for Tumas Meis, for Geirus. A regular mikvah is plenty good, but not for Kachem, for Zav and a Zava. Also, neither also. Just because a woman sees dam doesn't mean she's a Zava Gedola. Not a Zava Gedola. So,
is
Asa Lava.
Will come back? Will come back to the whole idea of the differentiation between Nida and Dam Ziva?
I assume
sure,
so.
It'll come back.
The whole Torah is about that.
We're Machmer now, so we're Machmer ourselves even
a
more.
Woman, by oh, a, by yeah, a woman, yes, a no. Woman, it doesn't make it, there's no difference in the Tzius. It's a matter of seeing blood 3 days in a row. A woman, there's no difference in what comes out.
No, but right now we're not bikin and dam, right? If you were above
dam tayar, then probably many situations.
You could probably situations where she's not even dam.
Exactly.
Damaka, dam whatever.
Exactly, and also see by a woman to become a zava, there's not a difference between different types of blood. It doesn't matter. Any dam that a woman sees 3 days in a row outside of a cycle,
no,
because that's the halacha. Ikaradin. A woman who sees.
But you see, you go to a tam chach to be able to differentiate, to be able to decipher this blood is.
Right, b'zman hazeh, there's certain things that's mechal not dam, not mechal not dam.
That's what you have to come to.
But let's say there is real dam. Let's say there is real dam, even b'zman hazeh, and the real dam is 3 days outside of the regular cycle. She indeed becomes zav gedola. There is mizman as that zava because zava gedola. Right. So what does he hold? That a nisan, the water comes from the rain. It's rain water. Therefore, it's not going to be kosher. Suki made mats. In the winter, they made mats. So there should not be a chatzitza on their toes. Now the mikvah beyond the nisan and sovelok rav the grav because it's not kosher mikvah. Shema yibun noyfim alazek because maybe it's going to be noyfim means rainwater. There's more rainwater than flowing water. Maybe what's going to have a little megasham ruba? I don't know if it's going to be the majority. If it's going to be the majority, you need rainwater. Therefore, it's flowing. If it's flowing, it's no good. Okay. Umapotze beyond the tishrei made mats.
What is pots?
Mats. So it should not be mats. Should not be mud. Mud should get on their toes. Mud should not make a chatzitza. In fact, the Gemara plenty the other day. There's a tar a steer in Shmuel's own opinion. The Gemara over here is associating a vua de Shmuel, which we assume they're the same person. Not even not the same person, but we assume that they follow the same shita. A vua de Shmuel, what's the steer? The Yamar Shmuel. We assume that Shmuel says the same thing as his father. Ein ha. Here's what I got caught yesterday. Got stuck yesterday, and I got shot today. Ein ha mayim nitodim bezoichlin el pras biyamei tishrei. The only time that the water zoichalin is going to be when the water is flowing is for sure going to be kosher is only Tishrei. Shmuel he only made mikvois in Nisan, but before Nisan in Adar and the Shvat and Kislev and Teves he did not. The only time he made kosher special mikvois for his daughters was only Nisan. But the rest of the year, go to the river. Don't bother me. Go to the river. The river is good enough. Mm-hmm. So obviously he holds that where is the water coming from? Not when it's not Nisan, it's coming from natural springs. But here he writes, "Ein hamayim nitam bezeichal." And the only time you can go into the river to be toivel is only Tishrei. 1 month a year. Uh-huh. Well, maybe Marcheshen also, part of Tishrei Marcheshen. But the rest of the year is no good. But before he said only in Nisan,
which
means everything before Nisan is gonna, also not going to
so
be
what's
good.
The
Stira. We don't have an answer. The Gemara leaves as a Tzarchian. So at least we learned a little about Mikvois, we learned about the Shem Hashem, Shakai, Cross.
Why can't we follow?
Come tonight?
What?
Was it Kedai to come tonight?
Always Kedai to come.
Always Kedai.
To get out of the house.